My dear friends, Parashat Korach is different than any other parasha. The commentary, Rashi, the famous one, the first thing he says about this week portion, he says, this portion is being explained in a very interesting way by our sages. Since when he gives us grades to how to explain the portions. The reason is, I believe, is that this week portion, the demonstrating of the opposition against Moshe, is so strong, it's so crucial, that it's relevant for every generation. My friends, this week portion is about the politics. Usually, when we're talking about the Torah, and we're dealing with divine inspiration, there's always a question of where is the story relevant to us. When somebody questioned Moshe, it's a story of humans against humans. It's Korach. It's the Tanna of Iram. People who felt that they need to come and question the leadership of Moshe. In the last 3 weeks, we read about the challenges that Moshe is facing. And this week, it's not different. Korach, the Tanna of Iram, comes together and asks a question that in the first time you read it, it makes sense. Why are you, or the chosen people, Moshe and Aaron? All of us are holy. All of us were reached by Hashem, by God, received the Torah. All of us should be special people. Indeed, the answer for this question is something that needs to be reflected. What does it mean to be chosen by Hashem? What does it mean to be a leader? But before that, I want to ask a very simple question about leadership and about leaders of the people of Israel. I want to go back to 1967 in a chapter in history that is well known to be the miracle of the Six Days War. But what happened before that was almost a disaster. At that time, the chief of staff, Yitzhak Rabin, will be the prime minister later, will be murdered as well, was under a lot of pressure. Prime Minister Ben Gurion came to the chief of staff and asked them what's happening at that time. That time, the Egyptians already blocked the Tehran maneuvers, and the feeling and the stress in Israel was the sense that a war will start any minute. The stress and the fear came to the point that almost broke the chief of staff, Rabin. Today we know that he was literally breaking down. He would smoke. He was stressful. He didn't know what to do. He came to one of his chief of staff. Ezer Weitzman was a former commander of the aircraft and later will be the president of Israel. And he told them, and I'm quoting, "I've made a big problem and I made Israel in a situation with a lot of mistakes that I'm sure I need to go and leave at this point and leave my position." Ezel Weitzman was also offered to be the chief of staff. Ezel said, no. At this crucial time, the people are looking at us. This is going to be a bigger crisis for us as a nation to see the chief of staff, the main commander, living in such a moment. He asked for him to come down. For 2 days, he was in charge. And the major chief of staff wasn't there. It came to a point when he took ministers to a tour in the south that he literally collapsed. He looked bad and stressful and didn't stop smoking. In the end, he collapsed. The doctors treated him. They gave him some kind of a shot to make him relax for 2 days. When he slept, he woke up, felt a bit better. And we know the end of the story. He stood up and he won the biggest of the wars of Israel. Leaders are always in a very stressful place. I want to talk about the scenario we're talking about right now in this last week with the attack in Iran. I want to go back to the 7th of October. Imagine what it means to be the chief of staff of Israel, or even better, the prime minister in Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. A person that all the darts and all the eyes are on him. A person that fought against people criticizing him from literally every angle. About his decision making, about the fact that he's always winning the votes and he does nothing. About his wife, about his children. literally about everything. Not only that, they also open cases and cases about how he's not legal and what he's doing and he's stealing and he's bribing people. Endless opportunity, a lot of stress, a lot of pain. And in this week portion, when we read Parashat Korach, when the people come and complain against him, it's the first time we read, Vayishma Moshe vayipol al panav. Moshe heard and fell on his face. What happened? Did he collapse as well? What made him fall on his face? Many of the commentaries explain in different directions, but what I want to take is where it says that he fell out of shame. He looked at the people and he felt shame, not for himself, but to see the nation complaining and complaining and going back to the points where they are distracted of God's perspective. Look at this. They're sitting in the golden calf. Then they complain there's no water. Then they complain there's no food. Then they complain there's not enough meat. Then they complain about the sin of the spies in the land of Israel. Then they complain about himself, about Moses. In a way, Moshe looks at the situation, and with all the stress, and with all the tension, and with everything on top of him, he looks at the people, and he might consider, why are we even fighting for them? What do I have to say to God? How can I complain? Sins, the circle of events, the complaint, they never see good at me. They never see good at Hashem. To be in a position to fall on your face out of this pain, out of this shame, is one of the really lowest points of the story. When there's an event after event, a situation after situation, how much good faith you can explain and you talk about the people. In the beginning, it was because it was the atmosphere of Egypt. They were scared. They were just slaves. It took them time. They didn't really understand relationship with God, so they sinned in the golden calf. It was because they were in the desert and nothing was clear to them, so they didn't have water. So you explain that as well. And the manna, miracles, bread from the skies, but it's not meat. So you explain it. It comes to the point where you cannot explain why are they sinning again and again, and why are they questioning Hashem. In a couple of verses, Moshe is teaching us one of the biggest ways how to deal as a leader. When you understand your position and how you are elected by God, it's not about how you feel about your honor and your respect. In a very simple way, in this parasha, when he's being questioned about his decision making and why you are the elected one, he goes back and he says, it's not me, it's God. Did you see the line here? From the beginning of the golden calf, and the desert, and the bread from the skies, and the meat, and the land. All the decisions were made not because of me, the leader, but because Hashem. Hashem took us out of Egypt. Hashem took us to this journey in the desert. With the challenges, what does it teach us? What's happening in front of our eyes? I want to relate it back to the story of what we're having at this time. We see something marvelous at this attack. Did you notice? Benjamin Netanyahu is not such a religious person per se. But at this week, the day before the attack and the day after the attack, he stood in the Kotel in the Western Wall and said, I'm here in the name of Hashem. I'm here as a protector of the nation. I'm here fighting not from my own force, not from my own might, not from my own talent. But I'm standing here representing the nation of God. I'm here standing in the name of Hashem and the name of his people. Donald Trump did the same. The president stood there on the lawn and says, thank you, God. Do you understand? As a leader, the biggest thing you can understand, a leader can be in a position where he's surrounded by people who tell him how he's great, how he's smart, how he's right, and it comes to a point that he will believe in it. The one thing we need to remember from it is, if you are really doing the leadership role because God wants you to do so, when you're taking responsibility on the nation, you just stand there and you say, God will prove, God will show you, why am I the elected one? And that's what happened. And it came to a point that is the listen is going to be so big where the ground is going to open up and swallow the people who rebelled against Moshe. Because this is not Moshe against the people. It's Hashem choosing who are his leaders and who are going to take the people to the right place. In the last week and a half, we saw miracles after miracles. The Prime Minister of Israel, the commanders of Israel, and President Trump showed us how war is being made. First and first most, thanking God for everything he's doing to us, blessing him and thanking him and glorifying him in the world. Shabbat Shalom.